This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections came to an end this evening. Political heavyweights are on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. Meanwhile, campaigning for remaining phases is on. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has assured that welfare of farmers is the top priority of the NDA government. Addressing a public rally at Ambala in Haryana today, Mr. Modi highlighted the steps taken for the welfare of farmers and women's empowerment. He will address another rally at Gohana in Sonipat in a short while from now. Haryana will go to polls on the 25th of this month. The Prime Minister will also address an election rally at Gonda in the national capital at 6:30 p.m. today, while senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will kickstart their election campaign in Delhi from today. Delhi police today detained Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide Bibhav Kumar in connection with the alleged assault on AAP MP Swati Maliwal. He has been brought to the Civil Lines Police Station in the national capital. Earlier, Ms. Maliwal had filed a complaint against Bibhav Kumar alleging harassment and torture at Mr. Kejriwal's residence on the 13th of this month. Bibhav Kumar also filed a counter-complaint against Ms. Maliwal alleging that she illegally entered the Chief Minister's house on the day when the incident occurred. India Today advised students in Kyrgyzstan's Bishkek to stay indoors following the reports of mob violence targeting international students. Assuring the welfare of Indian students in Bishkek, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said the situation is being monitored and it is reportedly calm now. He advised the students to stay in regular touch with the embassy. The Embassy of India in Kyrgyzstan released 24/7 emergency contact number 055710041 for students. Bishkek has been witnessing severe violence over the last few days, with 4 Pakistani students killed and many injured. The incident started with a dispute that broke out in a hostel on the 13th of May involving Pakistani students, ultimately escalating into a harrowing display of aggression. A high-level Indian delegation concluded its first round of talks with UAE officials in Abu Dhabi on developing the ambitious India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEEC, just 3 months after the two nations inked a framework agreement for the project. The interministerial team from India, comprising top officials from Shipping, Ministry of Shipping, Ports and Waterways, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Central Board of Excise and Customs, and Deen Dayal Upadhyay Port Kandla, visited major UAE shipping hubs from May the 15th to the 17th. During their 3-day stay, they engaged in detailed discussions with authorities at Khalifa Port, Fujairah Port and Jebel Ali Port on facilitating goods movement along the envisioned economic corridor linking India with markets in the Middle East and Europe. The delegation also met UAE customs officials as part of efforts to cooperate on streamlining trade flows under the IMEEC initiative. The Intermeteorological Department has said heavy rain will continue to lash Kerala in the coming days. Orange alert has been issued in Palakkad and Malappuram districts and yellow alert in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha, Idukki, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. Due to the possibility of strong winds and bad weather, fisherfolk have been warned against venturing into the sea in the Kerala off the Kerala coast. Alert has also been issued for hilly regions of the state. IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over northwest, central and eastern part of the country for the next few days. It said heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are expected over parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday. These conditions have also commenced over eastern and central parts of the country from today. In badminton, India's Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have stormed into the men's doubles final at the Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok, Thailand this afternoon. The ace Indian shuttler secured a decisive victory in the semi-final over Taiwanese pair of MC Liu and Tang Kai Wei in straight games. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings at Bengaluru this evening at 7:30. And with that, we end this news bulletin.